Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross. And don't forget, the best question gets the KSN polo shirt. Before we get started with the questions, Ross, I just wanted to read you a quick note that I got from Doug, who was our winner last week. And he said to me, Jim, I appreciate the work you guys do. I have a window on my phone that's always open to the Keystone Network podcast. As a trucker, it helps me stay awake on some of those rough mornings. So there you go, Ross.
I love that. And let me say one thing about that, Jim. Number one, it really helps us, guys, if you rate, for those of you that listen on demand and if you listen on a podcast app, it really helps us if you rate and review the show, because that, you know, like in the Apple podcast algorithm, then we'll show up for more people when they search Penn State football podcast. And if you have fellow Penn Staters or fellow Penn State fans that you can tell about our show, it really helps us a lot to spread the word of mouth or even on social media. So we greatly appreciate when you guys do that.
And just as another aside, Ross, along that path of getting to more folks, starting next week, we have several new affiliates who will be carrying the Keystone Kickoff Show in Erie, in Scranton, in Allentown. So our reach is extending, and we thank our listeners so much for supporting us and helping us get to that point. All right, Ross, let's get to the questions. I'm going to start with Nick in Harrisburg, who says, although Ohio State has a bevy of talented wide receivers ahead of him, Julian Fleming didn't make much of an impact this year, which may have surprised some people considering his talent. Parker Washington objectively had a better year than Fleming. Do you think Penn State may have the better wide receiver, or hypothetically, would you trade Parker Washington straight up for Julian Fleming?
Wow. That's a tough question. The thing that's interesting to me about the Fleming thing, first of all, I think we all, now look, it's hard to argue with him being in the national championship game. You know, like he went to a school and he'll be in the national championship game. However, I felt all along that wide receiver would be Penn State's only weakness or biggest weakness. And that I thought Fleming would have a great chance to start opposite Jahan Dotson, kind of like Parker Washington did. The thing that's most interesting to me about Fleming is there's actually another freshman for Ohio State that played more than he did. That Jackson Smith Najigba, I don't know how to say his last name, Jim, number 11. So Ohio State has some very good receivers, Olave is a junior, Jamison Williams, sophomore, Garrett Wilson, sophomore. So they have three guys. That's a tough nut to crack there, right? Like with those three guys. So I understand why it was tough for the freshmen to get a lot of playing time, but they have a freshman, Jackson Smith Nigba, that is playing more than Fleming. So right now I would not trade Parker Washington straight up for Julian Fleming. I would keep Parker Washington just based on what we've seen. Now, maybe Fleming has more upside and maybe Fleming's better, but I would rather go with the known commodity than with kind of the unknown, which is Julian Fleming at the college level.
That's interesting. And one other note, and this ties into what we were talking about, Ohio State bringing talent in. In the 2021 class, they are bringing in another five-star wide receiver, another very high, and two very highly ranked four-stars. They're both top 100 guys, one of them being that Marvin Harrison Jr. So they're bringing in three top 100 player wide receivers this coming thing. They just keep getting better and better. It's easy to get lost on the Ohio State depth chart. All right, let's go to David in Lancaster, who says, from a fan's perspective, it makes a lot of sense for a good player at a small school to transfer to a big program for their final year or two to boost their draft stock. But how much of a risk is it for a player to change teams, coaches, schemes, and continue the success?
Definitely a risk. Definitely a risk. But I think for those guys that are FCS players or group of five studs, like Jack Driscoll, for example, right? Jack Driscoll was drafted in the fourth round this past year by the Eagles as an offensive lineman. He played 3 years at UMass and then graduated for his last 2 years to Auburn. And there's no chance he gets drafted in the fourth round out of UMass. But he goes to Auburn. He plays there 2 years. And he's able to play at a really high level and get drafted in the fourth round. So there is some risk. But it absolutely, I think, is something that those guys should strongly, strongly consider when if you're a really good group of five player, especially, Jim, if you're at a bad group of five school, right? That's like 2-9, like a UMass or whatever. And then even just getting back to the FCS guys, I don't know where he ended up. Do you know where Eric Olson from Harvard ended up? Because I think that was his name, right? That Penn State wanted him. I think a bunch of schools wanted him.
I don't recall seeing anything of where he ended up. So is it possible he hasn't made the move yet?
It's definitely possible. I forget his name exactly, but I know that Auburn wanted him and some other people were looking for him for sure.
And, you know, that's a very specific situation, though, that you outlined, Ross, where you play at that smaller school, but it's obvious you're a pretty good player. I would think that there are some back channels, you know, before the kid at UMass declares for the portal, somebody contacts his coach or his high school coach contacts other programs and says, hey, gee, if my kid goes to the portal, do you think you'd be interested there at Auburn? But it does seem like there's a lot of players who enter the portal, and as you pointed out before, they just end up in the portal forever and don't come out the other side. Speaking portal, let me go off topic one quick question. Antonio Shelton, portal, ending up at Florida. Good move for him?
I'm a little confused by that one. I don't know why. I don't know what happened there that he would leave to play a sixth year of college football. I don't know what he believes he'll accomplish at Florida next year that he hasn't done so far at Penn State. He's played a lot of football. That's getting even more wear and tear on your body. Like any of these guys, I wish him well. That was a curious one for me.
Our colleague last week, Andrew P. Shea, said he thought that Shelton was looking to play a little three technique versus one technique at tackle and would not have gotten that opportunity at Penn State. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I think he wants to be, but you know, three technique between the guard and the tackle and be able to get penetration and make more plays to show he can do that. And I think Penn State likes Mustafa in that role. But gosh, I would imagine Florida has a guy they like in that role too. We'll have to see.
All right. Next, Jerry in Arlington says, and this is Arlington, Texas. Ross, any thoughts on moving Brandon Smith to defensive end with the lack of depth at that position? He looks to have the body type to adjust to that position.
It's a really interesting question. I think that's a good question. I would say probably not. I think he likes playing linebacker. He had a really good year at linebacker. It's a very different position. It's a very different transition. You can ask Nick Tarburton or some of these other guys that have done it. You know, if you're used to standing up and being off the ball, to all of a sudden put your hand in the dirt and be on the ball, it's just different. It's very different. And not a lot of guys make a smooth transition there.
Gotcha. All right. Next up is Jeremy from Erie, who says, so Penn State spent over 5 years recruiting and developing Jason Owe for one full season as a starter and zero sacks. They spent 1 week recruiting, and I'm going to probably destroy this name, Arnold Ibikidi, the guy from Temple, and he already projects as a 2-year starter with a good shot at all conference. I understand you can't build a team from the transfer portal, but if Penn State can land quality starters from Power 5 teams, why would we not reserve 5 to 10 spots per year for transfers?
It is a really interesting question. And with the thought process, it hasn't gone through yet, right? That you get the 1 year, you get the one transfer right away, no questions asked, no issues.
For this season.
It's expected to, right?
Right. For this season, it's yes. And I suspect, yes, they believe that's going to happen full time. I don't think there's any way they could allow it this year and then kind of pull that away from people next year.
I believe that what he's suggesting will happen more often. Now, remember, like, if a guy is in the transfer portal, there's usually a reason. I think everybody sees Justin Fields and Joe Burrow and the success they've had. But, you know, like Florida, I think Antonio Shelton's a good pickup, but he's not really like a game-changing player, you know, and he'll only be there 1 year. Whereas, you know, and maybe this DN from Temple ends up playing at a really high level for Penn State. I understand what he's saying. I understand the thought process, but you are then relying heavily on who enters the transfer portal. And that's the unknown. You know what high school kids are available since they're in 9th or 10th grade. For the transfer portal, you're kind of beholden to what kid, like the Temple kid could have just stayed there. You know what I mean? Like he could have stayed at Temple. So you don't really know for sure who's going to enter the transfer portal or not. I do think that they might keep a little bit of room there moving forward.
I think you have to, but it's going to work both ways, Ross. You're going to have more availability, I think, through the portal, but you're also going to have more needs because your own guys are going to be entering the portal too. So it's going to probably just work out the same both ways. All right, that is it for quarter number 3. Stay tuned. In quarter number 4, we get Andy and Bob back, and we announce our winner. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.